name is Sally Norheim Dwyer, and we're looking at The Invasion of the Vikings and the Valkyries. Thank you. We're at the Sons of Norway Hall at the Bunad style show and luncheon.
Olivia is followed by Sister Ella and Cousin Catherine, who are all real veterans of the runway. I think they have been in every style show.
What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing the Petersburg Bunad, which was made here in Petersburg, and it's just a typical one from Petersburg. It doesn't have any Norwegian background except that it's with the shape and the colors.
My name's Kurt Marsh, and I'm making cotton candy. It's a fundraiser for the youth so that they can go on some camping trips this summer.
Blender, what you doing?
We don't know.
Throwing. I don't know.
They're throwing magic beans. I'm Butch. I live over in Kupanoff, and I've been doing this for over 40-some years.
I'm Sarah Gilliland, and we're looking at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game display of the critters on the side with our 3D glasses that make them come out at us.
Does it really?
Yes.
Make it?
It does.
I actually have
especially those bubbles.
We've got the Norwegian dancers, the lightning dancers coming by. What can I say about the dancers that we don't know? They're beautiful and talented and awesome.
My name is Judy Forkey. I am the fun activities person for the Little Norway Festival, and we're doing what's called a ziltosh, which is a fish toss. We're going to toss herring back and forth just like an egg toss.
So I heard you're going to set a Guinness Book World Record today. Are you?
I know nothing about that, but that would be fun.
Fish.
No.
Hold your fish still for a second. I'll take a picture of it.
Yes. We are watching this ring. The fish, I have never seen it before, and I don't think it's something that I do in Norway either. I am from Trondheim, but living in Oslo in Norway. And I'm visiting my husband's relatives here in Petersburg. And I feel like when I come to Petersburg that I am putting 40 years behind my schedule because they take care of things that we have forgotten in Norway. So perhaps they work very hard to take care of their customs, and I like it very much.